that you are source energy. You project yourself into this time-space reality. You have exposure to contrast, which causes you to give birth to yet another rocket of desire. And the source energy part of you rides that rocket of desire. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, as you're banging around and you are physically sick, or you don't have enough money, or there's something missing in your life that you want, or there's something present in your life that you don't want. As you chew on that contrast and you know what you don't want, you automatically know what you do want. And what we're saying to you is the non-physical part of you, in the moment that your synthesizing of life helps you to identify what it is that you would prefer, what is more, what is expanded, the non-physical part of you follows that expansion idea. And not only follows it, but literally, vibrationally becomes it. We have written a book through the process of Esther. And we think this book has the best title that has ever been given to any book, anytime, anywhere. And the book is called Ask and It Is Given. And the reason that we like the title so much is because it tells you everything you need to know in the title. We had originally wanted a longer title. We wanted the title to say, so you are non-physical energy and you make a decision from your non-physical perspective to come forth into a physical form. And then you come into the physical form, into a magnificent physical body, and you bang around in the contrast. And in the contrast of knowing what you don't want, knowing what you do want, knowing what you don't want, knowing what you do want, you give birth to constant rockets of desire. And when you give birth to a rocket of a desire, the source energy part of you follows that rocket of a desire. And then when you find vibrational relationship with that vibrational part of you, and you do your best by paying attention to the way you feel to get up to speed with the rocket of desire that you've given birth to, now you let your stuff in. But they said it was too long. And we're all right with the other title anyway, because it tells it all to you. It says, ask and it is given. So you came forth from source energy into this physical body. The variety that surrounds you helps you know what you are wanting. But how often in knowing what you are wanting do you know it because you are so keenly aware of what you don't want? And so it is such a normal thing for humans to be so clear of what they don't want, which causes them to speak slightly what they do want. But then you so often beat the drum of what you don't want. You keep explaining why you want what you want from your perspective of how much you need it or how much you deserve it, by continuing to activate your awareness of where you are. And we say, we want to remind you that this universal forces, this source energy that has literally become the vibrational equivalent of what you're asking for, is not your mother. Your mother, you pleaded your needy case. I need it. If I don't get it, I will die. But the source energy within you never goes with you to that place of need. It is always riding that current of desire that you, in your magnificent leading edge physical form, out here on the leading edge of thought, have given birth to. So, we give you this explanation because we're wanting so much for you to understand something that so often our physical friends seem to have forgotten. And that is that because you are source energy, and because you came forth into this body, and because this leading edge experience caused an evolution or an expansion of your desire, which, hear it, caused an expansion or an evolution of that which is you, now you've got to keep up with you if you are to be the joyful, complete being that you are. In other words, once life has caused you to identify a desire for something, you must stay up to speed with that desire, or there is a gap between you and you. We so want you to leave this gathering remembering that you are first and foremost source energy, but it didn't stop as the source energy that you were before you were born into this body. Physical friends sort of have a screwy way of looking at this. You think, oh, there's physical and there's non-physical, so there's dead and alive. And we say, there is only alive and alive and alive. So you are non-physical energy. You come